Frustrated with Supreme Court, Donald Trump updating list of conservative nominees. By Charlie Spiering on June 18, 2020. President Donald Trump on Thursday announced that he would update his list of potential Supreme Court nominees, citing the difficulty of achieving important rulings on issues conservatives cared about. "I will be releasing a new list of conservative Supreme Court justice nominees, which may include some, or many of those already on the list, by September 1, 2020," he wrote on Twitter. The president criticized the current court after the majority ruled against his attempt to repeal President Barack Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals (DACA) amnesty on Thursday morning. The recent Supreme Court decisions, not only on DACA, sanctuary cities, census, and others, tell you only one thing: we need new justices of the Supreme Court, Trump wrote. Trump's list of potential Supreme Court nominees was wildly popular with conservative voters in 2016, who felt they could trust him to appoint authentic conservative and originalist judges. Trump warned that if former Vice President Joe Biden won the election, he would appoint more liberal judges, putting issues important to conservatives in danger. "If the radical left Democrats assume power, your Second Amendment, right to life, secure borders, and religious liberty, among many other things, are over and gone," he wrote. Trump also warned that the Supreme Court's decision made the power of the presidency much stronger by allowing Obama to unilaterally enact amnesty for illegal immigrants. The DACA decision, while a highly political one, and seemingly not based on the law, gives the President of the United States far more power than ever anticipated, he wrote. "Nevertheless, I will only act in the best interests of the United States of America." Trump said he would begin the process to end DACA all over again, indicating he would not seek a deal with Democrats to end the program. "As President of the United States, I am asking for a legal solution on DACA, not a political one, consistent with the rule of law," he wrote. "The Supreme Court is not willing to give us one, so now we have to start this process all over again."